Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on April 20th, 2016. I hope you filed your taxes. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can find out all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. I'm your host, Joe Terry. Passion, principle, purpose, and persistence. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well. How are you?
I love your new headshots.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. You're very welcome.
I finally had a pick and choose. You know that the five-year anniversary of my website is coming up this summer.
Yes.
And so we're doing a reset. We're hitting the reset button. We're adding a new page.
Yes.
I'll quickly tell you about it. We're adding a new page to the website. It's called So Bay.
Yes.
It's So Bay. That's S-O. B-A-E, and yes. It's a page for tweens, teens, and young adults.
Mm.
And what it is going to be is it's going to be a page of links
mm-hmm.
for people, this, you know, the anywhere from the 11 to 21 set, where they can find things to do specifically geared for them.
Very valuable to advertisers. That's bordering on black hat technology.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I mean, it's a page with lots of links on it. They used to use those to raise their profile for Google AdWords. And
Okay.
But I'm sure it's going to look very nice and it's going to be very relevant.
Yeah, and each week we'll feature like one event, you know,
right.
One of the bigger events and stuff. So it,
right.
And it'll evolve as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
So along with the new page and then the new headshots, and then we're currently working with a designer on a logo.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I've never had a logo,
mm-hmm.
But we are working on a logo. So a couple of changes just to keep things fresh, you know.
Okay, awesome.
And I just wanted to mention, last night I went to the Manhattan Beach Council chambers.
Right.
They were bringing in the new mayor.
Right.
So outgoing mayor, Mark Burton.
Excellent mayor.
Yes, excellent mayor. He was honored and then they voted in the new mayor, Tony DiRico.
Yes.
And it was great. And so the council chambers was packed
mm-hmm.
Family and friends and neighbors and residents and stuff. And after they did those formalities, they took a short recess and we all went out into the lobby and had some refreshments. And then the council went back to work and the rest of us went over to Petros to celebrate.
Yes.
Yeah, so congratulations, Mayor Derrico.
Tony and his wife are such great people and such great entrepreneurs here in the city. And wow.
You want to hear something really funny?
What?
When I walked over to Petros, I walked in and the place was already packed. And Tony's daughter, Heather, was right in the entry, and I went up to her and I said, "Hi, Heather." I'd met her once or twice before briefly, and I went over to say hello, and we started chatting, and she recently moved, and wouldn't you know it, she moved onto my block. Small, small world or something.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So, lots happened.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects today.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes. Lately, I've been studying. People aren't aware, I'm actually in the interview process to become a New York Life agent.
Yeah.
And it's quite a process. And I'm very proud of that. And we're going to talk about that today. Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Joanne Gallen and Tony Butita, two of our local insurance agents here in the South Bay. Joanne is an insurance specialist with Sanger State Farm Insurance and Financial Services. She's lived in California for over 30 years and assists her clients by offering professional solutions for their insurance and financial service needs. Joanne is licensed in property and casualty along with life, home, auto, and health insurance. She is very active in promoting networking activities in the South Bay through the local chambers of commerce for Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, El Segundo, and Torrance, and through her website, Mixagogo. Joanne is passionate about her work and absolutely loves working with first-time homeowners. Tony Butita is a financial services professional with New York Life. He works with individuals, families, and business owners, creating plans and solutions for a wide range of financial needs, including, but not limited to, retirement planning, college funding, and life insurance strategies. Tony was born and raised in the South Bay and currently lives in Redondo Beach. So, if insurance confuses you, here's your chance to hear from a couple of experts in the field. Now, from what I understand, but we don't have to hold anybody to this, Joanne's going to speak on property and casualty, and Tony is going to talk about life insurance. So, Tony, welcome to the program. Joanne, welcome back. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
Yeah. Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. I'm going to start with the simple. Let's start with you, Joanne. I mean, we talk about life insurance. Everyone has considered life insurance either for their families, because of their parents, or in some other context throughout our lives. Everyone's considered it. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't have insurance, whether it be property and casualty, or they're not properly insured. When do you remember your first experiences with insurance in general, not just life insurance, but insurance in general? And do you remember it when you were young as being important?
You know, honestly, I think I was probably 17. Growing up on the East Coast, we didn't get licensed till we were 17. And back then, it was just auto insurance for me. I knew nothing about anything else. It was auto insurance because I started driving. So I needed that. But I really don't have a big, until I moved out here in 1982, where I had to get it on my own, not under my parents, I knew really nothing about it.
Right. It's so important to everything that we do, and we're going to get into that and talk about that. But Tony, I want to give you a chance to just tell us your earliest experiences thinking or understanding life insurance.
Well, Joe, first, welcome to the New York Life family. If you're
Thank
starting
you,
to pursue that career,
thank you.
Good to have you. So, you know, honestly, my first experience. An acquaintance, as I was looking into a career change, I was actually considering property and casualty, but an acquaintance kind of asked me, you know, have you ever heard of New York Life? Have you considered a career with them? And honestly, my first reaction, I didn't know much about life insurance, and I just kind of thought it sounded like, why would I want to sell life insurance, to be completely honest with you? Because,
yeah,
like, you know, like most people, I didn't really understand it. So that was my initial reaction, like, well, how does it work? Like, when do people need it? So, you know, learning kind of the right applications and how important it could be, you know, not just as protection, but as part of a really sound financial plan, you know, kind of turned my thinking around about it. And actually, at this point, I'm kind of excited about it and really look forward to, you know, teaching others who maybe had the same initial reaction that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, now you have to ask me the same question.
Yes, Jackie, from your earliest experiences, what did life or not life insurance, but insurance in general, what are your earliest experiences?
Well, Joe, my mother worked in underwriting at New York Life in New York City for 30 years.
Yeah.
All right. So my mom was at New York Life, so we knew from insurance.
Yeah.
But my earliest recollections is as a little kid, you know, maybe 6-7 years old. I remember once a year, our insurance agent would come to the house, and they would go into the dining room, the big dining room table, and my mother and father would pull out all their paperwork, and they'd sit there with him, and they would go over all of our insurance coverage, and this would happen every year. He was like a member of the family.
Mm. Wow.
Wow, that makes me happy to hear that. I love that. That's how it should be.
That is how it should be.
Because my mother knew. You know, she was in the business, so she understood how important that was.
Yeah. It's something that I think a lot of professionals in the insurance industry have gotten away from, and certainly in interviewing with New York Life, I've learned that the company you keep, New York Life, 1845, 170 years as of last year, really focus on the fundamentals, which are people-to-people relationships, and that's very, very important. Joanne, tell us a little bit about what you currently do and how you find new people to talk to, and what's your outlook on insurance, the state of insurance today, and how people are covered?
Well, the first thing is really it's about relationships. It's really getting to know the individual clients. There's so many people out there, they just have – it's a numbers game for them, and it's not for me. It never has been. We really – everybody's needs are so different from one another. So it's really about developing relationships, finding out about each individual's own needs, because what one person might need is something so different than from another. I do a lot of networking, as Jackie said, with mostly through the chambers and mostly with Redondo Chamber, as all the chambers are great. But I really have developed some great relationships with people. And I love to sit down and really, you know, once we go into the insurance talk, really sit down with – it's funny, right when this interview ends at 9 o'clock, I'm sitting here in my car at Catalina Coffee to sit with a couple that we were going to sit down and go over some auto or home and disability for them. And it's just so important. It's really important to take the time to sit down and get to know people. I mean, a lot of people aren't like that. You ask what, you know, what things are like these days. As I mentioned, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game for people. It's just let's write. And that's not the way it should be done.
It's Tony. I think few people have really visibility into how New York Life operates, but it's like you said, it's a family, and people don't realize that New York Life is one of the few companies that, as an agent, you join New York Life, you actually begin a process of getting eligible for a pension. And this is the old style pension where the company, you know, over time your pension grows and grows and grows, and then you leave the company and you're going to get this annuity for the rest of your life. They really are focused on making it a career. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's one of the main – I mean, there's a lot of benefits to New York Life. But, yeah, it is, you know, it's, like you said, since 1845, it's an agent-centered, you know, business where they really focus on a lot of training, you know, so the people that, you know, are meeting with families really kind of understand what they're doing. And like Joanne said and Jackie brought up, it is about relationships, you know, because you're talking about really important stuff. You're talking about people's finances, and things do change year to year. So you want to be able to check in with people you meet with. And, yeah, and in terms of building a career with New York Life, it is one of the last companies that's going to really offer a pension and really give, you know, their employees and agents an opportunity to really, you know, put together a, you know, a sound career for themselves and something that they can enjoy and, you know, look forward to and provide for their family and generations to come as well.
Yeah, that's an important point, Joe. Last week we had on a financial advisor, remember? and John Kubler.
Right.
And he was talking about how what he does, very similar. What was it? What was the term he used?
Mm-hmm.
The things that happen every day in your day-to-day life that affect how you're going to invest. And life insurance in general is the same thing.
Right.
You get married, you buy
right.
a home, you have a child, you buy a new car, you buy a new boat. All of these things that happen on a regular basis throughout the course of your life is going to affect your insurance needs.
Right, right. Now, we enjoyed being with John Kubler so much. I mean, that guy, you know, he's really practicing the golden rule. And KublerFinancial.com, KUBLER, KublerFinancial.com. That website, it's so simple. It's not very fancy, but it's packed with a ton of really important information about how to, as they say, they call themselves the estate maximization company, which is,
yeah.
which they work with high net worth individuals. Mm-hmm. But Joanne, when you think about new young people thinking about the careers that they might want to join, how would you talk to them about, well, yeah, I know computer science is cool and there's all these exciting areas, but what about insurance? How would you talk to a young person about getting into the insurance field?
Well, insurance is so important, like we talked about, and life insurance to me, the most important thing. But we need auto insurance. We need homeowners insurance. It's something that somebody will always need. There's
right.
always going to be a need for this. This is something that's so important. You know, young people, like I was saying, they probably learn first about auto insurance because they're driving at a young age, at 16 most of the time. Insurance, longevity is here. State Farm is a wonderful company. I've been in the State Farm family since 1989.
Mm.
I started when I was seven, haha. no, but State Farm is a great company. It's something that will be around forever. And I think we're over 100 years old now. I don't
yes.
think we're as old as New York Life.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be a need for it. So it's something that somebody's interested in,
mm-hmm.
you know, I definitely recommend it.
Now, I work in a large office building, and I began a relationship with the security guards many years ago. And so I told them about my beginning the interview process with New York Life. And one security guard in particular told me about her experience that every year someone in her neighborhood is washing cars or having bake sales or in some way as a group generating money to bury someone that did not have life insurance. And this, Joanne, drives me crazy.
Me too, Joe. Me too. It's so important. Life insurance, you know, I got my life insurance license back in about 2000. And unfortunately, I learned the hard way about when people do have it and when they don't have it. And, you know, it's scary. It's so scary to think about. And especially when I talk to young people, maybe in their 20s, like, why do I need life insurance? I'm not married. I don't have kids. But now is the time to get it while you're young, while you're healthy. And as Tony said, it's not just about death benefit. It's about part of your whole retirement package. And there's so much more. There's so many different plans. And there's so many plans. And as we mentioned, over your life, your needs will change.
Right.
You know, so it's good to get locked into a policy at a young age. But then when you get married, then you have a spouse. When you buy a home, you have a home, a mortgage to cover, having kids. So things change, and it's something that's good to be reviewed every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothers me so much when I hear people, they have to raise money, like you said, to bury somebody.
Mm.
It's so inexpensive and so important. And you know, just whether it's, you know, a term policy or a whole life policy or a combination, I like to talk about blends where, you know, people might have a larger term policy. and then a smaller whole life. Because once you hit a plateau, maybe at 50 or 60, hopefully your home's going to be paid off if you do own a home. Your kids will be through college, so your need might not be as big.
Right.
But for those 20, 30 years, you know, you don't want to leave a burden to your family.
Right.
It's hard enough dealing with somebody's death, but then on top of it, the financial burden, it's just, and it's appalling to me that people don't believe in it.
Now,
but I think most people these days are getting educated about it, and they do see it. And that's what we want to do. We sit down with everybody, and we educate them and teach them the different type of policies there are.
That's what we want to do. We want to educate people, and we also want to have conversations. If you out there have some questions about any kind of insurance, property and casualty, auto, home, life insurance, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. I'll give out that number again, but we'd love to have your comment or question. And I'd also like to pivot a little bit, because when talking with John Kubler, one of the things we did talk about was the concept of private banking, a concept that most people are not familiar with. But the idea is life insurance is probably the single most advantaged area of the Internal Revenue tax code. You know, most people have paid their taxes or they filed an extension by now, and they should know that life insurance is probably the most tax advantaged area of the IRS code of all different subjects you could imagine, and the concept of whole life and permanent life insurance. I'd just like to get a few syllables about that. Joanne, if you could begin, what is permanent insurance?
So permanent insurance is something that's going to last you forever. It's not going to go away. Where a term policy, let's say you buy a 20-year term, at the end of that 20 year, you're probably going to walk away from that policy because the rate is going to be based on your new age. A permanent policy is a little more getting into, but it's not, it doesn't matter if you're 20 or 70, your rate is going to stay the same and it's going to be there throughout your life. So, you know, unfortunately we all are going to pass and it will be there going away. As long as you pay your premium, it's going to be there. State Farm has a great policy at a 20 pay life. So, you know, let's say you're a young, however old you are, you pay this premium for 20 years. They calculate the number. So you pay it for 20 years, a whole life policy, and then you're done paying forever. So you don't ever have to worry about it. Obviously you're going to pay a little bit more because you're going to, instead of stretching out through a whole life, you're going to pay it all within 20 years. And it's just a wonderful policy, and then you don't have to worry about it. It will be there forever.
Now, Tony, I want to talk a little bit about building up the cash value in a life insurance policy, in a whole life, variable universal life, VUL. Can you talk a little bit about that and the concept of private banking?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like Joanne mentioned, at the basics, there's a lot of different types of policies. But yeah, term is going to be, for a specific period of time, lower premiums and a high, payout. Whereas, like Joanne said, permanent will last, the rest of your life. And unlike term, the premiums that you pay into a whole life policy or a custom whole life or a variable universal life, that money is accumulating cash value as you pay into the policy. So, in the years to come, there's money available for your use. I think an often, misconception about life insurance that people have is they just think about term. And they think, well, I'm going to spend all this money, and obviously I hope I don't use it, right? But then it's kind of all gone. So like the advantage, and like Joanne kind of mentioned, of sometimes blending the two, because when those term policies run out, and I see this a lot, I see people age 50, age 60, age 70, whose term policies are basically coming to an end. They have no permanent coverage, and it's much more difficult to get something later in life, because like Joanne mentioned, you know, when you're young, you're generally pretty healthy. You can lock in a low rate because life insurance is based on your health and your age.
Now, the concept of private banking that I'm going for is that as you build up the cash value in your policy, and there is no maximum on money that you can put into a whole life or a variable universal life policy, you can really catch up. If you're in your 40s or 50s and you want to catch up on your retirement, a whole life policy can be a great solution because you can put any amount of money you want in there. And as it builds up cash value, you can actually take loans out in a tax-advantaged way. And when you pay the interest, you're paying the interest back to yourself. This is the power and the concept that the rich and the wealthy use life insurance for. They buy cars cash, but they didn't just take the cash out of the bank. They borrowed it from their life insurance because in a tax-advantaged way, they're paying that interest and that loan back to themselves. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. So, yeah, it is true. I do want to say that – so each person's situation is going to be a little different. You can put a lot of money typically into a whole life or a custom whole life policy. You might not be able to put as much as you want because there might be a limit that does have a tax consequence, but you can certainly put a lot in there. That is very true. So most people don't realize that it works like a Roth asset, in that the money you put in is going to grow tax deferred. And yeah, if you go out on the back end to pull some of the money out, you can pull it out tax free. So in terms of putting a plan together, like you mentioned, maybe for supplementing a retirement plan that maybe only has taxable assets in it. If you structure it correctly, it could really be advantageous.
Awesome. And Joanne, do you offer people the option to put in more money into the life insurance than is actually required to pay the premium for the death benefit, but something that offers life benefits?
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to leave that to the expert, Tony, and my boss, Fenton Sanger.
Mm.
When it comes to the retirement part, and that I am not an expert, and I'm not going to claim to be.
Okay.
But I would like to talk about one type of policy we have. And Tony, maybe I'm sure you guys have this policy. It's called a return of premium policy. It's a type of term policy. And instead of just walking away at the end of the term, whether it be 20 years or 30 years, you get all of your money back. I mean, every dime back that you've put into it. So hopefully at the end of that term, you'll still be around. And if you've put in $20,000 or $30,000 or whatever that's been over the length of the term for a policy from anywhere from $100,000 up to over $1 million, you'll get every dime back. Now, obviously, that policy is going to cost more than a traditional term. But again, it's a nice policy for some people.
Right.
So rather than just walking away, they have something. And then they'll get their big chunk of money back, and they could take that and maybe buy a final expense policy. But that's an alternative to the type of policies we're talking about.
Well, what we're really establishing is that, insurance, both property and casualty and life insurance, can be very flexible financial instruments, and that your insurance agent has a lot of tools at their disposal to really help you with planning for retirement, with planning for purchases, for college, for the kids, and these things. And so having a good relationship with a great insurance agent is something that you should do. And like Jackie had said earlier, her insurance agent with her mom was a part of the family. He came every year, and they
bring out the coffee and the Entenmann's.
Okay, the special stuff.
Yeah.
That's just so important. You know, so many of my clients have become friends of mine.
Right.
Because it's just, I love that. I love meeting with them. I love spending time with them. It's funny. Like this morning before, maybe an hour or so ago, I got a text from a client that needed a copy of his homeowner's policy because he's doing a refi. So he texted me at 7 this morning or whatever time it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with that. And it's great. I feel I'm comfortable that people feel comfortable with me, that they can call me, text me, spend time with me. And I love that. It's very endearing to me, and I love it. It's important to me.
I have.
We need to take a station break.
Okay, good. We're going to talk about insurance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking insurance with the experts. And today we have two great experts, Joanne Galen and Tony Butita. We're going to be talking about life insurance, health insurance. Eventually, we're going to be talking about auto insurance and everything in between, property and casualty. And, of course, if you have a question or comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. I know it's early, and it's a little early for talking about insurance, but we've got the experts here, so you can get your question answered for free. It's a good deal. And, of course, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. And so, Joanne.
I wanted to go in a slightly different direction, Joe.
Sure.
Tony. Joanne, you've been in the business for a while. Tony, how long have you been doing this?
So, you know, I'm coming up on really my first year with New York Life as an agent.
All right, okay. All right, so we'll get two different points of view. Today, with all of the changes in the world and the culture and the internet and startup companies, you know, young people dropping out of college and starting their own businesses and making a fortune. And Joanne, let me start with you. How is it different with the new world order as opposed to 20 years ago, getting these individuals, younger generation, to think on insurance, to buy insurance? How is it different these days?
Well, obviously the internet. You know, people that generation, they go onto the internet for everything. We're obviously, I can't include Tony in this, but we didn't grow up like that. So the internet, there's a lot of these fly-by-night companies that you could go on and buy insurance on the internet, maybe for a discounted price than you're going to pay to a New York Life or a State Farm or these or some other long-time companies. In my experience, and I know this because people have told me this, the service that they get is nothing compared to what we offer people. The service is absolutely
non-existent.
There's no. You'll know, exactly. Thank you. I don't want to specify any companies, but you'll never speak to the same person. You're going to get on that 800 number and sit on hold for a half hour or an hour. And there's not going to be any consistency. I'm very old school when it comes to customer service. Very old school. I think that's number one. You know, I think it's so important. Yes, everybody needs to make some money, but it's more important to keep people, it's as important to keep people happy. I mean, you need to give that service because there's so much competition out there. I mean, there's so much competition. I think if you go online to buy auto insurance, there's probably all these advertising that say, oh, buy auto insurance, $50 a month. Well, number one, it's probably not true. And number two, like I said, the service you're going to get, it's non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, yeah, Tony, I know you're a lot younger and you're very experienced. Tony's a great guy. I know him. He's very experienced in the shorter amount of time he's done this. And I know, I'm sure he knows this as well.
Hey, thanks, Joanne. Well, yeah, to speak to the internet thing. So, a company that's been around for a while, like State Farm, like a New York Life, you know, when you're working with an agent that's receiving ongoing training, that has to put together a plan that makes sense for people, that's accountable to the company that they work for, not only with it just in terms of getting better customer service, I think for individuals looking, whether it's life insurance, auto, home, they really want to put together a plan that's actually going to make sense. When you're talking about giving a monthly premium or an annual premium to an insurance company, in my mind, you want to make sure that money is really working for you and really putting together a plan that's actually covering what you think it's going to cover. And really the best way to do that, in my opinion, is to sit down with an agent so that you can really understand what you're putting your money towards. What kind of coverage do I really have? Like, what's in the fine print? If we've just been talking about, the different kinds of life insurance people can get, and probably just in this conversation, you can see it's not always as simple as just you pay a premium, you get this amount of money. So people can really customize what they want and really kind of get the most out of, what they want to cover for their family or for their business if they do it properly.
There's a lot of people that I come across that all they want, they'll call in or they refer to me, and all they want is a quote, the simplest premium. Hey, I got a quote for X amount of dollar. And then when I say, well, let me look at it, it's minimum liability, which is ridiculous because especially if they're homeowners, $15,000, $30,000 for bodily injury and $5,000 property damage is what the state requires for minimum liability. And that's ridiculous. So low. We live in such a litigious society. People need to be protected. As I mentioned before, it's an individual. So if it's somebody that has assets and owns the home, they need to have great coverage. They need to have better coverage. So a lot of these things online, like I said, people go online, get everything for $69 a month or $50 a month. Well, what coverage is that? Is it minimum liability? Well, what if you have a 2016 car? You can't have minimum liability. Number one, you again, based on your needs, you might need higher liability, but you'll need comprehensive, you'll need collision.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out if they have health insurance. If they don't have health insurance, I suggest that they get medical payments on their auto policy. There's so much entailed in the coverages. So it can't be this 2 minutes, go online, get a quote, get a policy, boom, and that's it. You really need to understand it. And that's really what we want to do. We really want to educate our policyholders or our future policyholders and make them understand and let them and let's figure out a plan together of what they really need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Just basically, if say you have a car, you're driving, you hit somebody, right? And you don't have good coverage on your auto, they could come after your home and mm-hmm. whatever other assets you have.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they do.
Yeah.
They do.
And to piggyback off of Joanne's point, on the internet's obviously a great tool, but there's also a lot of advertising on there to really just kind of hook people in with a number, with a price that really doesn't make any sense. Because insurance is so particular to each individual situation, it's impossible to just give somebody a quote that's going to really have any meaning or accuracy to it. It'd kind of be like walking up to someone that sells cars and just asking, hey, how much does a car cost? Well, that's a very, kind of wide open question. And in terms of, having the right, or wrong type of coverage, the last situation you want to be in is after something happens, finding out after the fact that the coverage you thought you had was much different than what you got yourself into.
Mm-hmm. These are the things that you can't get with an internet relationship. You need a face-to-face human relationship with an insurance agent that's really going to sit down and take the time to go through the questions and the concerns that you have as a family and tailor products to your specific needs. That's what they teach at New York Life. And I've had a lot of people talk to me about other agencies and other companies and I finally decided, no, I really have to go through this experience first. Tony, you're doing it the right way. Your first year, you're with the big guy, the big dog, and that's the way to do it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, as has been brought up multiple times, you're sitting with families, you're talking about really important stuff. You want to be able to facilitate their questions. If you don't know something, this is a constantly evolving industry. There's new things happening. There's always going to be questions that people bring up that, you might not know. So being with a company where you have resources, you can go to people, you could bring in maybe someone who's more of an expert than you, is really just a great asset to have. And yeah, my experience thus far in New York Life has been excellent because there's just tons of that.
So now, Joanne, is there something, can you explain, let's step back for a minute. Can you just say, what is property and casualty insurance?
Well, homeowners falls under that, auto insurance, renter's insurance, that falls under property and casualty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
An umbrella policy, a personal umbrella policy, it's going to help you protect yourself and others, whether it's auto, whether it's your home. Liability is included on those policies. And liability to me is, again, we live in such a litigious society. We need liability protection against injury we may cause to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you speak on an umbrella policy? Tell us exactly what that is.
Okay. An umbrella policy is an excess liability policy that goes over and above your primary auto and home. So let's say somebody has a terrible auto accident and they injure somebody, and there's more than one injury, and the bills for that person are extremely high. Well, once your liability limits are reached on your auto policy, instead of them trying to come after you personally, your umbrella policy will kick in. Umbrella policies start at $1 million of coverage and go up, into the high millions.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have a lot of assets to protect, those are the people that are, unfortunately, everybody that owns a home in this state or has a lot of assets should carry an umbrella policy. I'll say that. So, I've seen cases where I've heard about it through being with State Farm since '89 of people, they have an accident and horrible accidents. And instead of, once those limits are exhausted, that umbrella policy will kick in. So instead of your assets being affected, that umbrella policy will kick in and cover, hopefully, up to the limits that you need. Same thing on your homeowner's policy. All homeowner's policies, normally, they'll come with at least $100,000 of liability, which sounds like a lot. And 30, 40 years ago it was, but it's nothing. And those limits could be raised. So there's, let's say, God forbid, there's an accident or somebody injures themselves on your property due to your negligence. You left your hose out and they tripped over it and cracked their head open. Well, once that limit of liability on your home is exhausted, then, again, that umbrella policy will kick in.
Okay. So it's extra.
It's just extra. Excess liability is to help protect your assets.
Right. Fascinating. Now, of course, yeah, I'm excited about focusing on retirement. That kind of processing those numbers really mean a lot to me. The one thing, as we talked earlier, the one thing that wigs me out is people with limited resources who have no life insurance. I'm just going to start, I'm going to get, stadiums full of people and talk to them about how that's just got to stop. it just drives me insane. And then the other thing that drives me insane is that, a family with a home in Manhattan Beach and maybe a few cars and maybe some investments can easily, quote unquote, be a millionaire, have assets well over a few million dollars. And yet life insurance, death, is one of the least likely things that can happen to you. One of the most likely things that can happen to you is a long-term debilitating injury or disease. You could be, let's say homebound or just unable to work for a long period of time. And people do not have long-term care insurance, and that's another thing that drives me insane. Yeah. I'm going to give you a chance, Joanne, but I'm just incensed about this, that they have all the life insurance, they have all the property and casualty, but they don't think about long-term care because people, in general, just don't think about that they're, I don't know how many times more likely to have a long-term disability than they are to die. Can you talk about that, Joanne?
Well, absolutely. This something that is close to my heart because my mom got ill at a young age and she passed away at 70 and she did not have long-term care. Unfortunately, she was out of the state, but she did not have long-term care. And I saw personally every one of her assets over those 5 years or 4.5 years was used up, everything that she had. And she wanted to leave things for us. And unfortunately, she couldn't. I have three very close girlfriends right now that are going through the same thing with their parents. Their parents are all in their mid-80s or late-80s, and they didn't buy long-term care, and they're all trying to figure out what to do because the facilities are very expensive. If you don't, I think part of the problem is, 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, people weren't living to the ages they are now. Mm-hmm. So people need to get educated about it. Mm-hmm. Get it while you're, again, younger. I was smart. Years ago, State Farm offered long-term care. We don't anymore, and I'm livid about that. But we offered long-term care. And to teach myself about it, I wrote myself a policy. Mm-hmm. Small policy, but I have it, and I'll never walk away from it because I got locked in at a very young age. There are some beautiful facilities in the South Bay, but we're talking anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 a month.
Right.
And
wow.
They had long care. I'm serious. And I'm learning this from friends that are going and visiting these. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. Anyway, the people, I have a friend that works at Silverado. It's a lovely place. Mm-hmm. It's for memory care people in Redondo Beach. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her about it, and she said, the people that have long-term care or that have long-term care there, they're, that will pay thousands of dollars a month for it. So instead of them paying $8,000 or $6,000 a month, their patient is paying only maybe a couple thousand dollars a month.
Right.
And it's just so important. It's so important. I learned personally, going through with my mom, every dime of hers was used up, every dime, because she didn't have the long-term care. Right. And then after every dime was used up, we all had to start paying for it. So it was heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking enough to see your family member going through something like that. But I implore everybody, especially by the time they're 50 or 60. I got it while I was much younger. But when you're 50 or 60, really look into it. Talk to a specialist. It's so important.
Now, I need to bring in Bobby Christian. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm great. This is the most uplifting topic to get involved with, so I'm so glad that I'm on the line with you guys today.
Good, good, good. Planning. And, Bobby,
good morning.
Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. I know you're in the marketing department, Bobby, and I know you've got some great topics to tell us about, some great events for the chamber. But we think of you as our son, Bobby. And I'm sorry. You're young. You just started a family. You and your wife ever thought about long-term care insurance? I know you guys have life insurance and you have a beautiful young child, but what about long-term care insurance? Did that ever enter into your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to let you know two things about me that you might not know. One is that my dad actually is in insurance himself, and mm-hmm. he specifically works with long-term insurance, that sort of thing. And the other thing is that my dad loves to talk about his job. So this is something I've been hearing basically anytime I call home for the last 4 years about how necessary it is to get long-term health insurance and long-term care insurance.
Right.
Every time I talk to him, he's got another horror story about someone he was working with decided not to do the policy because it was like slightly out of their range, and then they break their neck, or then their wife has an accident. So I'm well aware of what is going on and how important it is, and so I have some of that. Not as much as I need, but I have some. So if catastrophe happened, I would not be left to the wolves. But
okay, Bobby, I want to go to Sunday dinner at your house.
It's a radio show, except much longer. Much longer.
Now, Bobby Christian, I know there's a lot of stuff going on with the Redondo Beach Chamber. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to start with the chamber side of stuff. So all our members and potential members who are interested in connecting with businesses in Redondo Beach, listen up. Next Wednesday, we're having a mixer at The Slip. That starts at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30. Again, it's at The Slip, so that's on the International Boardwalk. Members and non-members are both invited. Members are $5. Non-members are $20. You'll need to contact the chamber at redondochamber.org or 310-376-6911 to reserve your spot. Then I began speaking about this last week, but I just want to send a quick reminder out to all the listeners that we have two big events coming up in May. We have active shooter training, which is going to take place Thursday, May 5th. It's a morning session, so it's 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's going to take place at the South Bay Adult School, and this is a great way to figure out how to train your employees, or if you're a business owner, or if you're an employee at a place, to set up an awareness program of how to deal with an active shooter situation at your place of employment. The other one is at the end of the month, which is breakfast with Congressman Ted Lieu. Ted Lieu will be in town to discuss initiatives that he's taking part of in D.C. and upcoming things in the next year as far as the political landscape and where Redondo Beach fits into that. That's going to be at Crown Plaza. That's going to be at the end of the month, Friday, May 20th at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. For both of these events, you'll need to schedule ahead of time. So you'll need to contact us at redondochamber.org or give us 310-376-6911. So that's the chamber side of things. The other side of the chamber is, of course, the Visitors Bureau, which is my personal baby. It's just going to be so much fun to be in Redondo Beach this weekend. The Spring Fest kicks off tomorrow night at 5 p.m. and all night tomorrow night, all the rides are $1. So it's a great way to get your weekend started a day early. Take the family out and join us in what's considered North Redondo for Spring Fest. That runs through the weekend. And then tomorrow night we also have, and we talked about this last time, Bourbon on the Boardwalk, the R10 Social House Dining and Heaven Hill Bourbon Experience, which is a four-course dinner where each course is going to be paired with a different Heaven Hill bourbon. Really excited about this event. So check that out at art10socialhouse.com or at visitredondo.com for more information on that. And we didn't talk about this last time, so I want to get it in real quick now, that at the end of the month, Thursday, April 28th, there's a spring beer dinner with Chef Jim put on by the King Harbor Brewing Company. You can check out more about that on visitredondo.com. It's going to be $55 per person, including the beer pairings. And like the Bourbon on the Boardwalk, it's a four-course dinner, all paired with different beers.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much for that, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, did you see Ted Lieu on 60 Minutes this past weekend?
I did not. What happened? I hope it was exciting.
Yeah, they did a segment with him. It was about hackers and about how phones are now the biggest thing that hackers are getting into. And they gave him a phone, and he used it through the course of a couple of days. And then they came back to him, and they had recorded every single phone conversation that he had, unbeknownst to him, in addition to getting all of the information from the phone numbers that people he talked with on the phone. Very scary stuff. So I imagine people are going to be asking him about that if they get a chance when he's in town.
Yeah.
It was on 60 Minutes. It was scary.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Now, we actually do have a caller. I'm going to try and see if this is and as soon as I say that.
They dropped.
Yeah. What's that about? Well, Joanne.
Well, it's the end of the show.
It is. It's Joanne, can you give us some contact information if people want to get in touch with you at Sanger State Farm Insurance and Financial Services?
Absolutely. The best way is my cell is 310-993-5656, and our office number is 310-906-1707. We have a great staff there, so if I'm not there, there's wonderful people, and of course, Fenton Sanger. Thank you.
Right. And Tony Butita, how can people get in touch with you and the company you keep?
Absolutely. Just like kind of Joanne said, I can give you my cell. It's 310-437-3212. You can also just reach out, I think, probably through the Redondo Chamber. If you want to get more info about life insurance. And I'm glad you guys brought up long-term care, because that is something that's absolutely growing in importance, especially now.
Right. Now, Tony, are you familiar with one of the mentors at the 6300 Wilshire office, Adam Barr?
I'm not. I work out of our Greater Pasadena office up in Glendale.
Okay.
But I'm always looking to kind of connect with coworkers. So
he's a great mentor. Adam is, and I'm very excited about my journey with New York Life. But in these last minutes, can you tell us, Tony, what is your main focus, and what excites you most about this journey with insurance?
I guess my main focus. So, I'm turning 33 on Friday. I got friends now that are starting to have kids, and kind of much like me, they don't. If you haven't experienced life insurance, or you don't know anything about it, it just kind of seems like this weird thing. So I'm really passionate about talking to people that are really just kind of getting started to get an idea of what it all means, kind of like the conversation we had today, so that it becomes a real thing and people understand that it's an important part of their, portfolio.
Right. And Joanne, what would you say to someone who says, insurance, well, I have that already. Why do I need to talk to a professional? Joanne?
Did we lose Joanne?
No, I'm back. I'm sorry, guys. Like I said before, there's so many uninformed people, so it really needs to be reviewed by a professional.
Yeah.
And we're happy to do that at any time. Especially the people that bought online.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important then to talk to somebody.
Right. So you can get that perspective and the state minimums that are required by law for property and casualty are just that. They're not really there to protect you. They're there to protect the state, of course, and reduce liability on the state, but they're not really there to protect you. So get in touch with an insurance professional. You've been talking with the insurance with the experts today, and we hope this has been valuable for you. And tomorrow, Jackie, who do we have?
We're going to be talking to Cindy Maka from the Western Museum of Flight about the Wings of Freedom tour.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.